I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kav Hashgacha Pratis and Torah Anytime and Kol HaLoshon and Rabbi Yosef Yaffe for everything. Now, any suffix bizayin in your life is a gold mine. Any suffix bizayin. Any possibility, you're full of baloney, usually. You think it's a bazillion. It's not. You think it's a bazillion. Everything's a bazillion. People are always, I got bazillions. What's bazillions? The guy didn't mean nothing. You don't know where he's coming from. You don't understand him. And let's say people don't think you're the biggest, so what? Mordechai didn't care about that stuff. He couldn't care less, Mordechai. Do you love them? You hate them? You got to get Mordechai in your head. Before you go into Pesach, you know you're going to start in the Vardig. The main thing is Midas by them. They're not so impressed. Everyone's going to assume we're going to be into Pesach. Wow! The Fiakashis, wow! And Tzias Mitzrayim and Amunah and Betochen. The meantime, yeah, eating yourself up because this guy said this to you and that guy said that to you and this guy this and this guy, that guy that. And you're missing the boat. You got to get into the sugya of not being afraid of his yinus. I don't care. But it was your fault. This view, you have a certain personality and you're not the type of guy. You're not this and you're not doing wrong and you're doing this. I don't care. I'm not impressed. It's so kedai. Now look, I'm not doing the things that my rabbein, the top ones, the one who is known to have had Gilui Elio. I know two people like that. They were known. Their hatred for COVID was beyond. Oh, you want to know if I had Gilui Elio? I'm not going to tell anybody. The Elam wants to know if I had Gil Yo yet. I'm not offering. I'm not secrets out because Zunta hate. If I had Gil Yo yet. So they were so against COVID to such an extreme. And the happiness level that they had was so extreme because they were out to kill COVID. They didn't care. It's so worth spending time in Kaychus Bezyanis. I should do this every week. Just talk about Bezyanis. Just talk about Bezyanis. You'll get it all over the place. And it's straight from Hashem. It has nothing to do with people. Don't be upset with people. It doesn't mean nothing. Leave them alone. They're just as crazy as you are. Leave them alone. They're humans. They make mistakes. They're not so. They didn't mean nothing. The sin. I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to tell you a night about Oyem Dikas. There are certain people in my life that I've got to be careful with certain things that I do. I don't want to get involved what, when, where, how, who. But there are certain handle with care areas. Whatever. Usually I'm pretty reckless. You know, I do whatever I want. I don't think too much. I don't prepare. That's it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm sort of free bird. There is an area that I need to be careful for different reasons. Very careful. And there's a certain person that I need to deal with. And I am so reckless. Not reckless. I'm saying the opposite. My control over this person is beyond. Now, I don't want to get involved in why, what, when. I don't do this to anybody, to nobody. Come on. I need to. I have a certain burning issue that requires me to, sometimes he's not healthy for me to, it's unusual. I don't have this anywhere except for one single person. Or else everybody's going to be afraid of me. But I have this guy. at my control, and we're talking about the Yerushimayim issues. You know, I've got my Yerushimayim issues in the way I dealing with this person is very, I need to watch what I'm doing. And I promise you, I control that guy like nobody's business. I needed him not to like me. And they daven. And suddenly he hates me. And I don't even like it anymore. To the degree that I felt, what did I do with your tefillahs? I was begging for it, not stop. I needed it. I had a certain, it bothered me. So I stopped. I said, okay, I overdid it. Suddenly, he drives up to my house with a smile, and suddenly it's a new person. This happens to me again and again and again with this particular person. I have not, because this is a shame shemaim, the gazachim that I need. I've had situations where I controlled others, that there were certain things going on that in not enough Abba or too much, too little, there were things where I had such control. Right, once there was a bacha who was about to go somewhere where he's not allowed to go, and I had to talk to him all night, and I was talking to the wall, and I says, okay, I'm gonna have nothing to do with him. I daven, and it poured. It started pouring. Once it was over, he canceled everything he was gonna do. I once did this to someone else. I once did it to someone in France. And I changed people's plans. I foiled the vacations. This guy was about to go on vacation with a plane. And suddenly it was canceled. I didn't talk a word. This guy wasn't going to listen to me anyway. I just davened. And suddenly he couldn't make it. He couldn't go. He was flying. He was taking a plane. He couldn't go. I controlled him with my davening. I control with my davening. You daven to the Eibishter. What you can do, and then I had where I needed love. I needed more love going on. And boy, was I matzliach. The worst. I have so much of that. I don't want to go into details. But certain people, there wasn't enough love going on. And suddenly, woo! Suddenly, unbelievable. It's a radical turnaround. Where suddenly everyone's kissing and hugging. I asked for it. I got it. It's nirvoyim, the kayas that a person has. And of course, what a person in control with these days for Pesach, Eis Ratzon. Got to get rid of all the Kinetaiva cover, the Bedikas Chametz. What I did now, I just came late. I'm proud. I came 10 minutes late because I was in Philadelphia speaking for the Jews in Philadelphia. Father and son, they asked me to come down this week, so I went there. And I'm hoping, I want to do Kirov, so I discussed Kirov with them. Hopefully it's going to spread. I'm doing mine. And my Bedikas Chametz is, I'm looking, where can I find Jews to be Makar? I want to do a lot of work over there. My Bedikas Chametz. There are Jews. I just spoke to this fellow, Nebuch. His parents are from, your parents, they're not that secular. And here comes their son. And they're coming to see the Einikloch saying Manishtana. And which person doesn't get, you know, didn't mean nothing to them. They're so far, miles away from any Yiddishkeit. Cold. They're whole, they're not interested. I have a dog. I have two cats. They're in a different world. Where are they standing in the next world? What's going to become of them? The Kalva Rebbe, I'm told. He's an Adam Godel Ma'id. He's a Refuah Shleimah. Kalva Rebbe said, how could I? They say he got 600,000. I don't know what's true, what's not true, but he got a lot of Jews to put on films or to keep Shabbos, at least for once or twice. He did that. Shabbos, I think it is. And he's got a Gaboy, and he's got a whole chasana of people helping him out. He's a big kayach. And he's major. And he said, how can I sleep at night? I know a Yid isn't keeping Shabbos somewhere. I can feel other Jews there on Pesach. Now I want to tell you something. Holach ma'anya. He's going to take. So I say, I'm being Baidik all over the place Erev Pesach. I want to be, when Mashiach comes, I want to be that person who spent my main Bedikas Chametz to find where can I find some Jews that need to be converted to Yiddish to make them from. I'm looking high and low. I'm doing all these places I go to. That's what they all know. That's what I'm really looking for. Where am I going to find these guys? I was just given a name of a certain place. I hope I'll get some more. It's an hour and 40 minutes from Lakewood, but I'm told there's a lot of activity where I'm needed. I want to get out there and do things for them. So the Vaila, just my B'dikas Chametz. And Shemayim, I'm big like crazy. It's scary how big I am for doing this. I'm crazy big. I'm looking to pull Jews out of it. The biggest chesed. You're going to give tzedakah for a poor guy? It's wonderful. But compared to this guy doesn't have money for Yom Tov, not this, and it's Rachmanis. But this, the guy never had a Shabbos, never had a Yom Tov. Come on. You can't compare. This guy's going to go to Olam Haba. The guy that's barely making ends meet, and he's climbing the walls, and he's all depressed, and he's fighting with his wife. He's getting Olam Haba. A lot of it. If he's getting Yisurim, he's got a triple Olam Haba. He's got 10 times more than anyone else. I'm not going to put down. I put Kaychas into that. I try to collect money. I still have a few $1,000. I plan to give the Kiyat Sefer. If you want to give me money for Yom Tov, I'm here. My Shechitah, I'm always into that. But this is number one. Kiryat Rechayim is number one. At least cry for them. At least cry for them. At least say something. I care for them. They have no... You don't mind if the guy's dying before Mashiach comes. 4 out of 5 is going to disappear. Reb Chatzkel said, just like it happened in Mitzrayim, it's happening now too. 4 out of 5, Zay Gesund. They're not going. If you're not interested in Mashiach, when Mashiach is here, that's what I was mekabel, you're going to go to the store, you're going to act normal, he'll be here and you won't chop. Those who do not have an interest in Mashiach, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to have the fun because they weren't into it. It's very important. I know a lot of Yidden, there's Vad and people in Mashiach. Mashiach, it's a big Zach. By me, the Kiryat Rechayim is the stepping stone to Mashiach. Because you want Mashiach to come, and you're going to see 80% of Klal Yisrael's in the garbage can, you don't mind. You know how much value you have in Hashem's eyes if you show that you care? You know, just showing that you care, you know how great you just became? That you worry about it, my father's atzal. I remember he cried. There was no matzahs in Russia for the Jews in Russia. He cried. And he praised the Lubavitchers, got them a couple of matzahs over there. He felt so good, at least something happened over there. You got to have a feeling for the guys out there. You got to do it. Make believe. Talk about it. You know what a schus you're going to get? When you get community-minded, when you walk around, you see everybody cleaning up the bases. Say with your mouth, but Pamali Abish, to look how good those Jews are. Say it all day long. You want to get on Hashem's good list? Get out of yourself. Keep me out of this. I'm after Rav Chaim Kanevsky. I already paskin that my olam is, every one of them is choshud on being the next Rashke Bahag. I suspect every guy that comes to my bottom, you're the real next Reb Chaim. Why not? You know how big you are? It's a joke. How big you are. My chever kamavake shemuna. The madrega that they are. So, They watch out for Averis. Watch out. I keep getting messages. Watch out. You're going to be sinning till the day you die. And sometimes you're going to really mess up. Don't fall for that stuff. I heard Rabbi Biederman talking about that 24/7. The Rebbe, so they talked about that. I'm warning you. Don't fall for the worst sin in the world. I'm a tzaddik gomer, and that's final. And the more you sin, the more you hold, no. The reason why they got me to sin is because I'm so big. Little guys, look, don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble, for heaven's sake. However, a lot of people worried about their sins all over the place. And they can be doing nasty stuff. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to turn into a cow to say it doesn't mean a thing. But you have to go all out, fight it tooth and nail. But best way is to legal learning. Legal learning, Moshe. Best way, diving your head off. But that's two sides to you. But my self-image stays. I still hold. There's no one like me anywhere. In fact, the fact that I'm having all these, nasty things in my life going on is a sign of my greatness. I sinned? Yehuda? Amalek pushed him into it. If I ever sinned, that wasn't me. I'm a gogol of Yehuda. Amalek pushed me into it. That's not me. No. I didn't do nothing. It was Amalek. I'm not really that type. I'm not. But you do. Don't play games with me. I know the truth about me. There's no one better than me. Somebody told me, I forgot. I should have remembered. He started praising me to high heaven. And I told him, I choose to agree with you. Not disagree, to agree. I think you got a good point about me. In fact, what it says on my bottle? Don't believe it. First, Rashke Bahag, with my picture. See, they gave me vodkas. They're covered. All they do, here's another vodka. All my vodkas. That's why I'm Russia's side. I don't hate the Ukrainians that much. I don't consider them that much worse than the Russians, that I'm Dafka on the Russian side, but I want vodka. To me, the most important part of that war is what's going to allow me to continue, because this stuff happens to be Russian standard vodka. Is supposed to be very good, so I don't want to lose that. To me, that's the important part of the war. I'm just joking. You know who listens to me? There are Arabs listening. You know that? You have the letter the Arab wrote? You got it? He sent me a telephone for a present. This Arab likes me very much. He doesn't like religion because he has experience with jihads. He says that religion is no good. What do religious people do? They kill each other. They get from. How do you from? When you're from, you're dangerous. What does Satmar Rebbe say? From. Feel rishis veinig mitzvahs. A lot of that's from. So all these from attackatari. You ever see a picture of Khomeini with a turban, his holy turban, with a long beard, with his robes sacred, coming down the plane, him and one of his chevra. They look like Kadesh Kadosh. I remember of Kanarik, Zatzal, when he came to the old city, he saw some of these Arab galachim. He says, no Rebbe has a hadras panim like these guys. You got to see what they look like. Boy, they look goo. I would tell him, I shouldn't chas v'sholom to compare. The Minkat Rebbe told Baruch Bey was a litvak, and the Minkat Rebbe loved him. He was both kanoim, both and Baruch Bey was a hadras panim. He said, Tizakhana push Steven if it's a TT and toes to see them. Go put on some boots and you get thousands to see them after you. That's what he told him. You could be a great rabbi. Anyway, Lahabu. But these the Litvaks don't chop. that if you got that stuff, it's business. Come on. Chas v'shalom. What's wrong? Part of one of the reasons why I prefer being called the Rebbe rather than the Rav is because the Rebbe means guilt. And the Rav means I got a Paskin Shilas. So I want all my, you be the Rav. You go Paskin all the Shilas. I'll get the money. In the meantime, they're all kissing me. A head is nothing. Head to kiss me. I'm joking. Anyway, I'm loaded with money. I walked in. Boom. The money's at me already. Anyway, but the, what was I saying? So these from guys, these Arab wrote me a letter, how he can't stand religion. He wrote a letter to Rabbi Yosef. I can't stand, but Mandel likes, because he's there for, what did he say, a man of peace? Or a man of, but anyway, the thing he likes the most about me was my sense of humor. How do you like that one? Religion, he hates it. I don't blame him. Khomeini was a cutthroat. Khomeini was a rush. He used to call him Haman. He started a war with Iran and Iraq. How many? They kill each other? 100,000? A million? Day and night, they had pools of blood in the middle of the street. They had, like, they have a fountain, you know, to make the street look good. By them, they have a fountain with red water coming out. Give your blood away. And I saw Khomeini on a picture of Iranian Sheikh. Iranian guy with his turban and with his beard, and he's holding his son, a soldier, who can't see. His eyes are gone. Shemirach. And the poor father wanted to give his eyes to his son. That's what he did to people. What are you doing? That's because he's holy. Holy people gotta kill. Jihad. If you're holy, crusades? What the crusades is all holy wars. With crosses, boom, crusades. Have to fight. Bayas Lahavdul. You know the birds are the worst chevra. There's 20 trefa birds mentioned in the Torah. How many trefa other animals? Three or four. But the birds, there's 20 of them. Oh, Shmeiner Shiratzim, okay. That's nothing. 20 birds, 21, whatever. Two places they're mentioned all over the place. Why? What do we have against the birds? Because a bird is ruchnius. He's spiritual. He's up in the sky. Those are the most dangerous guys. The spiritual guy. Watch out! Why do they put the material, they make him white? Why does he have white for? White means purity, right? And so, oh, you're starting with the purity business, your tummy. Those are the worst ever, the real pure guys. Tummy! Listen to this one. The Paraduma. Why does he have to be red? He's supposed to be Matiris Atmeim. Matamis Atarim. How does that work? Explain. I'll tell you how it works. He puts on, he's, why is he red? Not two black hairs, he's puzzled. You know that. Shalai, allah oil. No oil. You know what that means? No yolk. He's a free, he's a bum. He's red like Esav. And no oil. He's a bum. And he's going to be Matire. By the way, why is he a woman? Why is she paraduma is a para? Why isn't he a man? Like, okay, that's another schmooze. The Maharal says, this chayim etzura, a lady can be formed. She can be, you can turn her around. Because she's supposed to go along with her husband. Whatever, that's the way she is. She's more, you can more turn her, whatever it is. But the main thing I want to bring out is, when you're red, you're a bum. I once asked Rabbi Galinsky, there were two classrooms I had to do it. One of them was animal energy, a little chutzpah too. And the other ones were boxies, you know. So I asked him, what's better? He says, are you going to be Makabal? He says, you won't want to be Makabal when I'm going to tell you. I says, I'll be Makabal. Tell me, what's better? He says, you ready? The wild guys are better. You know, sometimes my kids complain about their kids. They're too wild. I say, you know what Zaidi said, my father-in-law? Kinder brauchen zu sein wild. Kids gotta be wild. If he's wild, it's a good sign. It's the mice with Ramilla. They showed the Einikokel running around like Mishagayim in the house. And the kids were all upset. Ramilla looks like, wonderful children! Look how they play, they jump, they stand on your head, and they make themselves meshuggah. That's normal kids. I don't know exactly the story, but maybe I'm enhancing it a little bit. I'm a b'kitza. Don't get excited. So they kill each other a little and brisk at your door. The brisker of, they were jumping on the tables and the brisker of, it's fine. It's children, you know, jumping on the table, taking the vodka and throwing on it. It's good. They're kids. Let them grow up, of course. Rav Galinsky warned me, sometimes it's out of hand. Watch it.
But, he said
he had the offer to take Reb Chaim as a shidduch, and they used to call him Tarzan. When he was a buffer, he passed on him because he was too wild. He said, until the day of Chishuv Asa, I didn't take him. Now listen to this. The red ain't no oil. Only a bum. Ain't no them oimed al divrei Torah, ela im kein nichshal b'hen. You don't chop the sugya unless you had a habamin in the opposite direction. Now we're talking business. A human being, first he sins. Why did David become the melech? Why Shaul didn't make it and David did? Because Shaul was a Kaddish Merechem. And David was Admoni, an Esav. He's perfect. You had a not such a good side to you before. You we can talk to, you know. We'll turn you'll steig. You use the bad stuff and you'll channel it like good. Be a David. That's our melech is David. He's the one that made it. Shaul didn't make it. He was a Kaddish Berech. He didn't sin at 40. He had as much sins as a one-day-old baby. That's not going to work. You have to have, you ever see those people that you have so much envy for them? Like, you see that guy? Ooh. Well, you know, I didn't finish my drasha. I just explained why the paraduma is matayer, because he's turning around the red into good stuff, right? Now, I didn't tell you about, so why is it matami the tahidim? Because the tahidim, the guys that never sinned, compared to these guys, they're tame. You're not worth nothing. You never sinned? You're not in business. You're not one of the boys. You never sinned. You never said, Simon Gesund, are you normal? Now look, don't look for trouble. But I've heard so much lately, B'Shem Rabbidim and V'Dachsidim are going to. You did a sin, it's just the Yetzirah pushing you down. It's all the Yetzirah. Don't listen. Aaron was shown, someone just said, Ramban was shown the eagle by Wendam Zbech. You did the eagle. See, you once did the eagle, remember? All the Yetzirah. But he really said, Yetzirah, get the negative stuff out of your system. Remember all your mitzvahs that you forgot? Oh, no. How come that you're allowed to forget, Hastis? And the Averus is supposed to remember. Oh, V'chatasi Kenegdi Samet. Okay, fine. I want to tell you what V'chatasi Kenegdi Samet comes in handy with. We don't understand any of these people, but this part I want to say. V'chatasi Kenegdi Samet comes in. I use it, by the way. I know my, I'm human, and I know where I'm no good. You know where it helps? It helps Givaldic when you're driving, and you see a guy in front of you, doesn't signal, the guy cuts you, or the guy gets in front, does another illegal shtick. This guy's nervous wreck, inches right in front of you, you're almost making it, so only he has to go in. And especially if somebody that's half your age, or a Chmona Latzona Yidana, oh no. He passes for you. It's bad enough you're not home base zu ishtay. You're on the road, and not only you're on the road, but you look like like you're a boxer in a ring. You're super. You learned all the shtick. You're worse than the men. And I once got very baledict once when I wanted to go somewhere, and somebody had to look to me, old enough to be my great granddaughter, who was, I don't know, would you have a license? And cut me down. I was infuriated. How dare you do that? So whenever these things happen, that's when Chatozi Kenegdi Samet does. Oh, woo. You ever see yourself? You ever see you in action? That's you. Maybe they learned it from you. You know, it pays to be self-critical. because you take it easy on other people. Oh, he's my type. You see the guy act like a, sounds like me. So you know, you don't get so excited at your wife. Oh, she did this wrong, that wrong. She picked it up from you, probably. You know, you don't get so excited over when you see people doing nasty stuff. If you've got a big baggage on you, like David Kupushashratzim, it says on him, nah, see, you don't mind so much. But if you're one of those tar, so that's why I'm a tamed tairim, right? The tairim, they're tamed. Because you're not good, I'm tar, you're boom, 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 boom. First of all, it's Gaius. You know the famous Chavis Ababas? He says that tzaddik was looking at a dead dog and no. No, that's a different story. There's a Maisa Chavis Ababas says he's thankful that his Talmidim do sins. Because if they wouldn't do sins, they'd be worse off because they'd have gaiva, which is worse than all the sins in the world. So be thankful that you have a baggage of sins. It's a chayvus avos. It's not a chassidish to say that they suddenly Rabbi beat him and decided to calm down everybody. It's a chayvus avos, a rishon. That the chassid should tell his tamidim, I'm so happy you're sinning because you don't have gaiva. Isn't that something? Please don't sin. Don't listen to that. You don't have to daft your sin. But if you're sinning and you happen to do something, how are you supposed to deal with it? Now, I want to say something that other people don't say. I have to say this. The simcha of tshuva is so sweet that it's worth it. So, first of all, you're tzaddik gomer. That's aleph. The self-image can't leave. I'm the Rosh Kabag, see? They wrote this about me. Look, you see, when I read this, Rosh Kabag, how does my wife read it? How do other people look? Oh, Mandel, they're joking. I don't say that. What joke? They wrote Rosh Kabag. Obviously, there's truth. Why'd they write it for? It's emes. Now I know. I always was chayshid. By the way, I am chayshid. The more I read about Reb Chaim, the more sure I am. I'm probably the next. All the stories. Oh, I'm a stama. The up and coming. Maybe some say I'm long already like in the high categories. I am totally on an ego trip. Tol Shemayim. I'm not impressed with anything. I don't care who. I hold on Gor Givaldi. And I take that serious. I don't know what the guy was thinking when he put it on. That's not important. To be a Davish, the Shechina B'daberes B'tagreinai. You know my famous raya? That David HaMelech was told, David HaMelech said, Shem Megir threw rocks out of me. He said, Hashem Amalei Kalol. It wasn't him. Don't kill him. Hashem. When people do things, it's really Hashem. So if you're going to say that when they curse you, it's Hashem. When they say this, it's not Hashem. Me the type of Meruba. Why shouldn't that be Hashem? He's calling me Rosh Kabag. That's Hashem. That's it. I know the matzav. Now, I'm not going to go around asking everybody's askama. Who's interested? I'm not Haman. Haman needs everybody. Do you hold like this? Do you hold? Ooh, I need the whole world to say yes, yes, yes. Oh, I have my hat. Where's my hat? Here it is. I showed all the people in Philadelphia my hat. Here, you want to see my hat, everybody? Hagoin, Harav Hagoin Atzadik, why Mendel? That's me. I told the guy, you put that in there, or else I'm not wearing it. It's covered at Tyra. I'm joking. I don't mean myself. Chas v'chalila. I mean covered at Tyra. I don't mean me. I'm a big honor. I'm working on another very much lately. But this, the truth, you got it right. This is the truth. You don't lie. You say the truth. I am the Rosh Kabag. Why not? What? Who says different? Now, then it also says, don't believe any of those good stuff you hear about the Rebbe. He's way better than all that stuff. That's what the guy wrote me. Because he knows my famous story when my Edom called me up. Hey, what I heard about you, and I said, don't believe a word. I'm much better than all that stuff. That's one of my old jokes. That's Chazor with Chazor, the old jokes. But anyway, but now when this thing happens, I take it very serious. If somebody says something critical to me, which I somehow doesn't happen, it goes way over my head. Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. I didn't hear. I don't hear it. It never happened. Now listen. You know what most people do? What? Hashem Amalek. Oh, with that? That Stami's in a bad mood. It Stam didn't happen. I'm not Geiris it. It's he's a cute guy. You know, he's having trouble lately with his wife, so he's letting it out of me. I see it as a Shalom Bayis issue. Me? I know already. I know me. I don't need anybody to tell me anything new about myself. You know what the rest of the world does? I'll tell you what they do. They do like this. When they hear something good, stop that Khanifa. Stop it. You know you don't even mean what you're saying. And besides, you say that to everybody. And besides, if you know the truth about me, you never say, and I know the truth. Doesn't mean a thing to me or compliments. There happens to be a book out there that's anti-compliments. And sometimes it's a point. Some people hey, leave me a compliment, leave me alone. So there's a book against compliments. Some people don't appreciate it because it's fake and it's plastic and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Stop the compliment. So most people, when they hear compliments, they get very, when they hear a suffered criticism, told them a vote on the parsha. You didn't mean him, but what was that vote? Now I know the truth of what this guy thinks about me. Now I know. So when they hear criticism, they get serious. When they hear compliments, oh, stop it. Either goes over the head or they make it's going to. So I, since I work on my midos, working on midos means doing the opposite of your nature. Isn't that what it is? So I go the opposite. I say, this is serious stuff. Rashka Bahak. It's Mefurish Abala. I'm going to show this to my wife. Look at this. They call me Rashka Bahak. Wow. And look what else. See? I'm a great guy. My picture. When that happens, happy Purim here, they got me with a bird. It's a sign they love me a lot. And you know, people say, they don't really like you. Or they do that to everybody. Or, you know, they play that everything good gets into the garbage can. Anything that's suffic, svek, svek, a bad. Now, I work a lot on believing in compliments. To Emunah B'Hashem, and Elul. I'll be doing tshuva, this Elul, on two things. More Emunah B'Hashem, and more Emunah in believing compliments. It's not easy. And I'm telling you, it's much easier to believe in Hashem than to believe in compliments. Believing in compliments is a mess mitzvah. If people would believe in compliments, they'd be so happy. They don't believe in compliments. Did I tell the story about the guy that's learning an hour a day, Musa? Did you hear that? You didn't hear it?
I think so.
You heard it?
I think so.
Dalem heard it?
No.
Who did not hear it? All right. I must tell it over. I must tell this over. It's Kedai to Chazer. This is one of my chavra. What's going on? Okay, for that. Okay, I'm finishing this. This, we're going. Oh, that. If it's here. It's not here, Miss Dama. It's not here. You want to get my... Oh, here it is. All right. Anyway. So, it's also about Shkoch. You want to get me my coat? You see my coat out? I threw it over there. Might be in there. If it's not, it's now. What can I do? Anyway, here's the story. You see my coat over there? Take a look outside and ask, could somebody go up? It could be in the break front. I think might be in there. Want to take a look upstairs? It might be in the break front. Take a look. Thanks a lot. Now, listen to this. What was I talking about?
Yes, sir.
One hour.
Listen, this guy had a hard time when he was a kid. He grew up, he became a Rosh Hashiva. He's a powerhouse. He lives in learning. He's one of the sweetest people you have. You meet him, you'll love him. He lives in learning Yom V'Laila. He comes home. His wife and his kids are running away. Uh-oh, Tati's home. He just finished harvesting and learning. There's lines waiting to speak and learning with him. And he gives chaburas. He's Gabaldi. He's the real thing. He's a gain. He's a masmid. He's got it all. He comes home. The whole family disappears. Tati's stressed as usual. That's what he is. And his wife is all... So he came to Mandel. Mandel, what should I do? So Mandel says, learn Musa. Cheer yourself up. Build up your self-esteem. He learns over an hour a day. Musa, sharp, anything on B'tochen, with self-esteem, my stuff. He told me, as the time goes by, his simcha level goes up, up, up. He comes home. His wife is, wow, what a pleasure. It's the truth. This is an emesazach. He said he would even learn more. It does so much for him. He changes his thoughts. He's like this, busy killing himself. And suddenly he's busy loving himself. It's a different bria. He sees good in everything and everybody.
Because the Rav said if someone's so involved in learning, then they don't need all the musa.
Yeah. It doesn't always work. In this case. So then he comes over to me and he tells me, an hour of his learning is not a joke. Come inside, Chavra. There's room. An hour of his learning is not a joke. This guy's up and coming. He's a guddle. An hour, they just throw away to Musa like this? Say to him like this. Listen to me. I am not going to answer that question. I leave that up to you. You want to know Das Torah? I'm not getting involved. I could, by the way, but I'm not. Because I did enough Shemesh, I spoke to enough Dalem, the answer is Pashit. But I want you to answer this one. Take your pick. You were taught since you were a kid, Tate it! Daf learning! Nay, learning! By the way, if I hadn't heard those type of Shmuzin, I would have been a zero. Those Shmuzin are precious. I once heard such a Shmuz from Ramalkiel. It gave me such a Ruach, such a Simcha, because it's going to make you learn. When you hear day and night, just learn, stop, even Musa, Ganuk, learn. Gemara. It's Gavali. However, sometimes, don't you dare, you want to do it? So you're going to be, learn, you're going to be one of those. You know what you're going to end up doing? Before you turn around, I'm going to get a call from your wife. I just can't handle him anymore. And we're talking about separation. You think I don't hear this all day? And the kids... This one has, well, they say he's bipolar. This guy's narcissistic. This guy, they're talking about schizophrenia. The girls, each one got a different issue. They're all, now, of a Medaf Lemon, go learn. Do what you want. What do you think is that story? Maybe Shaitan can get divorced because Medaf Lemon. Lemon, no. Nothing comes from the Daf Gemara, no, Siras Nefesh. Medaf Lemon. Go! I'm not telling you. You decide what to do. But that's what happens. There's a lot of people out there. A lot of people. This is an extreme case. That if they had more Musa, they'd have a confident husband. A happy husband. Yes. Have a husband with a ruach, a fire inside. You want to hear stories? One after another. Some on my own. Some I've heard from others. What Musa does to you, I think that they're waiting for me. And I couldn't find it. We're going to be all right. Tom and Nish. Here's Nish. We'll be all right. Now. Who? To learn Musar, he said. No. I hope he's not off the derech. Are they checking him out these days, Rabbi? Is everything okay? Did you hear what Rabbi Edelstein said? Learn Musa, what's going on? The Chazanish wasn't into that. What's going on? The whole B'nai Brak is going off the derech. They get just like Brisk is long off the derech. You know how I got into Musa? When I heard about the Brisk, a Brisk got me into Musa. When I heard from Brisk, an anical, a Brisk, told me this, that it was the first time his Zayda saw the Brisk was pacing back and forth for hours. With Musa, Musa, at least you also give Yisya Hashem. Betochem Musa, just my inyanim. So I got Musa from Brisk. Now I'm getting it from Novadic. Oh, Novadic also likes Musa. I didn't know that. That's so interesting. So I'm getting, now I'm getting it from all over. It's getting on me. Believe me, Yitzhar is not falling asleep. Don't think Yitzhar is getting it. By the way, I finished this when I was in Philadelphia. I took this. Now I'm going to take this, the covered liquid. Chaim Teva L'Shalim! We're holding still an Adar. Let's go! Adar Nisan Menishim Lezad Marvim Simcha. And Nisan is even more simcha, no? The Yesh Gersim. Baruch HaTorah Adonai Noah Yolein HaMalach HaElam Shach HaElam Midbari. Ah, Machai. Ah, premium vodka. Spirit of Solomon. Good stuff. Anyway, here we go.